The Mammoth Cheese, a novel by Sherry Holman. To my daughter, Elizabeth Hanover Redmond, who allowed me to see it from the other side. Prologue. Like a dog unaware it was about to be put down, Manda Frank's cottage sat in the long shade of her new house. There was nothing wrong with the old place, from what the governor could see. It was built narrow in the shotgun style of the 1920s, with an asphalt roof and a mange of wavy gray asbestos shingles. Cinder blocks propped up its front porch, but at least it had a porch, which was more than his grandparents had had in the end. And the depression glass windows running floor to ceiling let in as much light as an eastern exposure could. It had been big enough for Manda and Jake and their daughter Rose, with a shed to store the dogs' food and a 2-acre run out back to start them on rabbits. Still, thought the governor, it was sure to go. Over here, sir. Governor Brooks' press secretary, Sandy Jameson, led him away from the done-for shack and over to the new house on the lot, a half-finished 2-story colonial, pink and naked with exposed insulation. Construction had started the week after the news was announced, but Manda had gone into labor at 32 weeks, and even with men working around the clock, the place was still a mess of tenpenny nails and half-hung Tyvek, with scraps of stamped lumber littering the yard and rolls of roofing paper leaned up against the west wall of the old place. Sandy was directing him toward a man sweating in his too-tight button-down Oxford shirt. His face was red from the heat, and he looked ready for a beer. But then, weren't they all? It had to be 95 degrees outside. "Right this way, Governor," said the man, whom Sandy informed him was Francis Marvel, the contractor on the house. "We've got great things planned with the donations we received." Adams Brook.